The $47 million deal to buy two trains from Talgo went before the Joint Finance Committee this afternoon, where it faced harsh criticism from lawmakers. State Representative Robin Voss called the process a sham.
It is embarrassing for the state of Wisconsin that we went ahead and we are already signing and negotiating contracts with no competitive bidding process, saying somehow that we are saving taxpayer dollars when we have no idea if that's true.
DOT Secretary Frank Busolaki says the decision to go with Talgo came after no other companies responded to a request for information on potential train purchases.
We did get the information out there, and nobody chose to reply. Now all of a sudden it's sour grapes because Talgo has got this order.
Still, State Senator Luther Olson says the plan should have been put out for bids from other companies once the DOT knew what it wanted.
I just hope when we get this done, it doesn't suck to be the state of Wisconsin, because we were such a rush to get what we wanted from this one company that we didn't open up our eyes to other opportunities.
The JFC approved the contract on an 11-4 vote. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.